This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley. Please have a look at www.lumen.org.uk to find YouTube videos of talks by Jeff, books and resources written by Jeff, as well as courses and more. That's www.lumen.org.uk.
We come to Romans chapter 3, and we've been looking at the fact that just being a Jew doesn't give you a sort of ticket to something which a Gentile doesn't have. God's grace is the same for the Jew and the Gentile. The Jews, however, are set apart by God. And chapter 3 starts with, what advantage then is there in being a Jew? Or what value is there in circumcision? Much in every way. First of all, they've been entrusted with the very words of God. Now, it sounds like he's about to make a list. First of all, they've been entrusted with the very words of God. But you have to wait until chapter 9 before he gives other reasons why there's an advantage to being a Jew. And we're only in chapter 3. So in chapter 9, verses 4 and 5, he will give us more reasons for being a Jew, why that's important. So it says, theirs is the adoption as sons. There is the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all. But here in chapter 3, first of all, much in every way the advantage to being a Jew, they've been entrusted with the very words of God. And this is the message of the Bible. The Jews have been entrusted with the words of God that the world may be saved along with them. And I'm reminded of Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2, which says, may God be gracious to us. And this is obviously a Jew speaking. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. So you see, the point of the Jews is to bring God's salvation to all nations. That was the role that was entrusted to the Jews, and the Jews were to live set aside for God, that the nations might see and note and come into God's kingdom too. And the message, sadly, the story of the Old Testament is how tragically they failed to do it. The Jews, instead of being a light to the nations, saw the darkness of the nations and chased after it. But God's purpose was fulfilled because the Jew, Jesus, becomes the light to all nations. And indeed, he gives us, those who follow him, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, the task of being that light. So as we go through Romans, there is certainly this is what the Jewish people were for. This is what the Hebrew message was. This is what the purpose of God's dealing with them was. Jesus fulfills it, and now we share it. That's the message. And God's faithfulness is seen in chapter 3. And so Paul picks up the fact that so many of them failed. What if some of them didn't have faith? Will that nullify God's faithfulness? No. God is true, even if everyone was a liar, even if everyone failed. Because actually God's truth becomes even clearer as we see the unrighteousness of our own lives. And then, of course, he gets into this discussion because there are some who say, well, in that case, God's unfair, because if my unrighteousness makes his righteousness even clearer, then I'm doing him a favor and I shouldn't be judged for it. And that's just a human way of thinking, because we forget that God is God. We forget that God is not us. He is not one of us. He became one of us, but God is other. God is beyond us. And God is not to be compared with us. And my unrighteousness does not compare with his righteousness. For he is so much beyond anything I could be. And so we mustn't say, ah, God is unfair when he judges us, because God is the judge. God is the one who sets his standard, and we fall short, as it will say later in this very chapter. We fall short of God's standard. And God's judgment is simply to be God. I am God, and there is no one like me, he says. And you fail to be like me, and that is, in a sense, the judgment verdict. We are not like him. And we cannot compare ourselves with him. And the Jews failed. And then in verse 9, Paul says, what shall we conclude then? Are we any better? No. We've already made the charge that the Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. We are no better than the Jews, even if we are now Christians, even if we have received the Holy Spirit. We also fail. We don't do it God's way. And he quotes a whole heap of different verses from the Psalms, beginning with, there is no one righteous, not even one. We are not righteous. We cannot claim righteousness. We cannot claim to be better than someone else. We are all failing to be like God. There is no one who understands, no one who actually even seeks God, for all have turned away and together become worthless. It's a terrible indictment on humanity. It's a terrible indictment upon the Jews, and it's a terrible indictment upon Christians. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And you know, I think that's so true. There may be moments where we are in holy places and we are seeking God, but we come away from those moments and we forget God. And so much of our lives are lived without acknowledging God. So much of our lives are lived without finding God, without seeking God, and without fearing God. Do we even ever fear God? Do we even ever fear falling into the hands of the living God? But surely he saved us and we don't have anything to fear. Well, that is true. But do we ever tremble about what it would have been if he hadn't saved us? Do we ever tremble to think about what an almighty salvation this is he has given us? Or do we take it as a pinch of salt? With a pinch of salt, do we take it for granted? Now, in verse 19, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law. So every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world held accountable to God. Because although we are not necessarily in the same way as the Jews were under the law, because Jesus has done it, Jesus was able to fulfill the law, and he has taken his perfection and imparted it to us, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. It's not because we try to be good. It's because of what he did for us. So this righteousness comes from God, and it's not because of the law. It is given to us. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. It's about receiving what Jesus has done. He fulfilled the law. He got punished for not fulfilling the law, and he imparts his perfection on us, even as he took that punishment upon himself. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came from Jesus. We often quote verse 23 and forget verse 24. All have sinned, fall short of the glory of God, but are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God himself made Jesus, presented Jesus as a sacrifice. You know, when you had to bring your lamb to the temple, you would present it and say, here is the best I have. Please take it as a sacrifice. And God came and presented Jesus and said, here is the best I have to be a sacrifice. And we have faith in what that sacrifice did for us. We have faith in that blood being that which makes us right with God. He did it to demonstrate his justice, because his justice demands that sin is dealt with severely. Justice demands that when a man sins, he shall surely die. But this is the substitutionary death. This is Jesus coming and saying, not him, Father, but me. Take me. And God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement. That is how we need to fear God. Because if Jesus hadn't done it, if God hadn't presented him, we would be there being killed. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Justice demands this. Righteousness, the gift of God, enables forgiveness, enables us being made righteous in God's sight because of what Jesus did. So how can we boast? I am a Jew, therefore I'm saved. I am a Christian, therefore I'm saved. No, you can't boast. We cannot boast. We can only receive by faith what he has done for us. It's not about obeying the law. If you obey the law, you are not more saved than if you disobey the law. If you disobey the law, you can still be saved, and you will still be saved through faith in Jesus. God has done this, and he is declaring he's not the God of Jews only. He's the God of Gentiles too. He's the God of everyone, because going back to that verse in Psalm 66, it says, did it not, that he did this, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. It goes on, may the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest and God will bless us. God will bless us and all the ends of the earth will fear him. And so it's not about the law. It's not about being a Jew, though there is an advantage to being a Jew. The first is they're the ones who were entrusted with God's word. But we are all equal and we all sin and fall short of the glory of God, but are justified freely by faith in Jesus Christ, by the grace through the redemption that came from Jesus Christ. All have sinned, all are justified. All have sinned, all are justified. Does that mean everyone goes to heaven? No, because we have to receive that justification. It is through faith, it is through trust, it is through receiving. And that is where we get to by the end of chapter 3.
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.